Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. I've got a bit of a surprise. I teased this here about a weekish ago, or a few episodes ago anyway. And that's that. I was thinking of kind of doing a different type of a segment. You know, if you've been listening, that recently I started to pipe up a little bit more to put out more of the sports episodes here on the Scales of Truth, and I call those SROTs for Sports Rants of Truths. Might turn into a Sports Scales of Truth, SSOT, but that's how you would find them in my large library at this point. Well, the surprise, the fun is that I am thinking about, we're thinking about doing a regular segment. I think it's going to happen, and this is the first version of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to you Tyson's nephew, DeMarcus. DeMarcus, how you doing, man?
Doing great. So excited to actually get to do all this. You can, you know, anyone who's listening can think of me as DeMarcus Cousins III. You can call me Boogie Cousins, just like, you know, my great relative ahead of me.
You know, that's the first thing. Whenever I think of you, I think DeMarcus Cousins. I'm like, yeah, 7'1". What's he?
I get told that all the time.
A sweet 250-ish and a pretty sweet 3-point shot. Yeah, that's exactly. That's what I'm thinking, like, all the time. I can hardly even, whenever I think of my nephew, like, one of the, it's like a mind parasite. It's so obvious that I, you know, of Boogie. Yeah. So
I'm sure you immediately think of the money as well, you know, and all the success. And the only thing I really have going that's a little better than the OG DeMarcus Cousins is like the jawline, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as a family, we kind of have that. So we're good.
Yep.
We're good there.
Yep.
So, you know, for this, if you will, we'll call this episode zero as we're not structured. We're basically, we are deciding, you won't know this audience. It's either going to work or it's not. But I'm just going to tell you, as the current incarnation, or rather this episode, if it sounds okay-ish enough through the devices we're using, the tools we're using, WebEx, we're just going to go ahead and use this as episode zero. And why not? And that means further episodes will either have better quality, or, you know, we'll have more structure to them. So to that end, we just thought, well, these are going to be sports rants of truth. You know, maybe focusing more on Chiefs games results and Chiefs games preview. But for this purpose, we thought, well, why not just go through the schedule? Listen, I haven't really scouted the schedule at all, but usually I'm not going to have really good ideas on who's going to win. So expect to not use me as a betting reference. Well, I don't know. What do you think, DeMarcus? Should we use you as a betting reference?
I mean, I'm right about 69% of the time on anything in general in life. And so, I mean, that's pretty good odds. But I was about to say, you know, take any of my predictions with a grain of salt this week. I'm really going to actually try and get some in-depth opinions based off of facts, you know, in the following week. But we kind of are just jumping into this, like you said.
Yeah, let's do straight up then, and then just look at the spreads. I'm trying to think of whether NFL gives spreads. I don't bet. But I wonder, do they keep spreads on NFL.com? If otherwise, you got to go to like CBS to see.
I don't think so. I think it's just like if you go to ESPN NFL or ESPN.com/NFL or whatever, like that's
Let me
where
pop over to one of those just in case.
Yeah.
But we'll go
to ESPN. I'm pretty sure NFL themselves, I mean, maybe they do, but when I used to be on that website all the time as a kid, me and dad would just like surf it. And no, I never saw spreads on there. So,
all right, let's look at the schedule now. Of course, we had the one game, and I probably would have gotten that wrong Thursday. Now, I knew that Seattle was looking pretty good, honestly, this year, and Darnold looks like a mature adult quarterback. It's pretty weird.
Yeah,
but again, what did we say as far as what's the commonality for quarterbacks taken off the trash heap? What's one big commonality that Sam Darnold shares with others? Wow, that's surprising. Go ahead and see if you remember what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that he came out of San Francisco, right?
Well, that too, but what was his original team?
The freaking Jets.
The New York teams, right?
Yep.
You want to look at potential, bring him off the scrap heap. He might be, you know, okay after all. Just
well,
get
you're seeing it with Daniel Jones is here too. It's like he was the worst Literally, I would have had him at 30, 31, or 32 out of all starting quarterbacks.
Me
And
too.
now it's like all of a sudden, he has better stats than our guy this year so far, which we'll get to that, but
So let with that, I think I would have picked Seattle. I think I would have gotten that right. Now versus the
Yeah, I
spread, I
agree.
don't know, but I'll bet you that spread was about, it was at Arizona. I think Arizona might have been favored. So I would have won that straight up.
I don't know. I don't know if they were favored or not, but yeah, no, I predicted Seattle to win. I just don't respect Arizona, honestly, as a contender in any way.
Yeah, not as a contender. Like they look more competent this year.
Because Kyler's healthy, yeah.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, Kenneth Walker, I'm sorry, Kenneth Walker is is Seattle, and so is Jackson Smith and Jigba, right?
Yeah.
So I appreciate Seattle this year. I would have
Yeah.
picked that straight up. You guys don't have to believe me.
Well, and one thing is too, like Arizona actually might have had a chance to win that one, which I mean, it was still close. So, like, but their big turning point was Marvin Harrison continued to struggle this week, which was really weird when it happened last week. He had like two or three bad drops, but then he had a whole interception that was completely his fault. He just bobbled like a slant or a post, and it was an interception. And they lost by one possession. So
For
they
me,
could get some
Harrison,
stuff together, but it was shocking to me because I really liked Marvin Harrison. I think
I
he'll
think he
bounce
still
back.
got a chance. I mean, I
Oh,
just don't think
absolutely.
with those tools that given he's going to have a long rope because of his draft position. We talk about that with high quarterbacks, right? We say, yeah, but if you've got some tools, they're not going to get rid of you right away because you're high draft position. So you've got time to develop. And I still got to think that he's going to be pretty darn good.
Yeah, I can't imagine him not being good. I think he's just having a bad couple of weeks. I don't know. It happens. But
Yeah,
hopefully,
and
I mean,
Kyler
I
can
like him
throw,
too.
but if you dropped him into, I mean, right now, I'll say it. I'm going to say it's the full thing, and we'll get to the other one. So we'll leave this game quickly. But if you drop Marvin Harrison Jr. in with even Josh Allen, forget about it, bro. Forget about it. I mean, I
Big
like
time.
Kyler, but everybody knows right now, Josh Allen, and I'm including my quarterback, he is operating at the highest level. All the factors considered, blah, blah, blah. I'm not trying to make Patrick a sacred cow. Okay, first game is going to be, I think it's our first overseas game. So we get early morning football, and it's Minnesota, quote, at
Other than
Pittsburgh.
Chiefs week one was
Oh,
in Sao Paulo.
But this is like the international series. Yeah, you're right. So I think it's what, 4 or 5, maybe 4 weeks, but whatever it is, this is the first one. This one's in Dublin.
Who'd you say
And
it was?
what's that?
Who'd you say it was?
It is Minnesota and Pittsburgh. The line is Minnesota favored by 2.5, and over under is 41.5. We don't have to worry about over and under, but give or take, that's it's they consider it about an 18-21 game ish. So straight up, would you take Minnesota or Pittsburgh? And we'll just alternate on who
Man,
picks first.
I actually really, really like this matchup. I think it's going to tell us a lot because I can't tell if both of these teams, I'm like, I can't tell if they're pretenders or contenders, but especially Pittsburgh, though, because Pittsburgh every single year, does this thing where they look strong for like the first 8 weeks and then they just look absolutely mediocre at best. After when it comes playoff time, like they just fumble, they just fold. So I really like this matchup because I've been liking Aaron so far, even though like, his completion percentage hasn't been super great. Like, but he's thrown some really nice passes in Pittsburgh. I kind of thought that he had lost it after the past
I
few
think so
years.
too. He's looked better. And I wonder though, just trying to remember, is the Michigan quarterback coming back for Minnesota, or is it Wentz who stepped in?
I think, oh crap, I forgot. Yeah, no, I forgot about that. I don't know if Wentz, let me just see real quick. I don't know if Wentz or JJ's playing.
Yeah,
'Cause yeah,
JJ McCarthy.
JJ, if it's JJ, then I think it's gonna be a really great game. No, it looks like
Says,
Carson Wentz is
yeah,
gonna play.
says McCarthy out this week, maybe longer.
Hey.
And was it Wentz who was his backup this week?
Yeah,
This last
well.
week? You know, I
Dang,
mean, I
man.
believe in what's his face, the head coach there. He's a good offensive mind.
Yeah, O'Connell.
Yeah,
He's real.
O'Connell. So I think at Pittsburgh, Man, I lean toward that favorite as far as no, you're supposed to give your straight up first. I'm sorry. Go ahead and give
No,
your
you're
straight
good.
up.
Yeah, if I had to go straight up, especially now that I realize JJ isn't playing this week, definitely got to go Pittsburgh. I just think that,
Okay.
especially they always start strong. So, they got that going for them, and just the fact they don't have their starting QB, and Wentz is pretty mediocre most of the time he plays nowadays,
I'm gonna
unfortunately.
believe in the in O'Connell. And
Okay.
now granted, to your point, or rather you didn't say this, but this is one of those situations where first time you haven't seen a guy in a while, you don't have as much tape and people can't scout. And then a lot of times if you're kind of mediocre like Browning, second week you don't look as good. And third week you look even worse. So,
Right.
but I'm gonna go with even though I don't believe in Wentz as any world beater, that he's better than the rookie or the first year starter, and that I like O'Connell. I'll go Minnesota here, and I'm not going to worry about picking against the spread. I'll just go straight up. Some of these, maybe
Yeah.
I'll just say. So the next game, I'll go first on this one,
All right.
Washington at Atlanta. Oh boy.
Daniel's
Now,
still out.
that's exactly what I was wondering. I was thinking he was. Let's look really quickly. Daniels, McLaurin both ruled out. Oh, that I think that makes it easier for me. I'm gonna make this one short. I'm just gonna say that I will take Atlanta. Yeah, but is Penix Jr. Was he in last week and he just had the bad game or was he
Yeah,
out?
he
Yeah, he
played.
had
Oh my gosh.
a
They
very
lost
bad
30,
game. And
30
honestly,
to
I did not
zero against
predict that.
Carolina.
I didn't
No,
predict
not even
that.
close. They were because they looked decent against a good team, like a week or two before. But no, that was disgusting. And I'm still picking Washington.
Bro, that's going to be tough. I'm picking Arizona because of Washington's injuries. And so I'm sorry, Atlanta. I'm picking
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they are favored. So my straight up is Atlanta and yours is Washington. Who's winning?
Yeah, you can't score 0 points against Carolina and expect me to pick you against anybody. So that's why I'm picking Washington, even with a backup. I don't care.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. So we're actually at odds on both so far, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I could see it. I mean, I could see both of them going your way, and especially the Minnesota one. Like, if it's Minnesota, I think it'll be a great game and it'll be close.
Yeah.
But I could also see him just see Pittsburgh running away with it. It just if Carson doesn't play
No, I
like
gotcha. I
functional,
gotcha. Because, like we said, you see Carson about once every 2 years or once every year and a half. Doesn't mean you're ready for him or what they're going to do with him. But now you have seen him 1 week. And both of these teams are motivated because what is their record? Should have looked that up.
I think Minnesota's 2-1, right?
I meant Washington, Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Washington.
Washington's 2-1.
Okay.
And then Atlanta
One
is
and two.
1-2, probably. Yeah, one and
Yeah, they
two.
are. Yep.
So we're on opposite sides there. Next one's New Orleans at Buffalo. I think we can make this short.
Oh yeah, easily New Orleans, right? No, not even close. I
Oh,
couldn't even see the
okay.
Saints
Now,
scoring more than
what
10.
more fun is like, what do you think the spread is? Because the NFL, remember, you get big spreads, it's very rare.
I'm guessing the spread's probably like 9.5 in Buffalo's favor. I don't know
To
anything
your
about
point,
Buffalo,
that's a
really.
big
So,
spread in the NFL.
yeah.
This may be almost a historic NFL spread. And I say that because you get up in the ra in this range and it is historic. 14.5 point favorites.
Dang.
Yeah, so we both take Buffalo there, obviously. And honestly, I'd even take that spread. I mean, I don't bet, so would I really? But I think that seems reasonable. If I was putting a little bit of money down and not a lot, then I would totally. I'm like, yeah, I can see them winning by 17 or 24.
Yeah. So I say the max amount of points that New Orleans will score is probably 13.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you are absolutely right about Spencer Rattler. And, as much as I want him to
I
be
think it's
good,
Spencer plus organization. It is what it is.
I liked him in college too, like his whole bounce back and stuff. But no, he's just, it's unfortunate, but I don't think he's going to be a starter in the league.
Yeah. So next one is Cleveland at Detroit. Now, the first
Okay.
week we're like, wait a second, Detroit, and I think this is another obvious one. Let's just be short on this because we got other games to get to.
Yeah, well, it could be interesting, though. They just went into Lambeau and
Yeah.
The Packers.
Well, let's look at a couple of the spots here. It is 9.5 point favorite, and it is at Detroit. And the
No, I'm
defense
taking
is
Detroit.
very good. But I don't know strength on strength. I think Detroit's kind of like Buffalo these days. They don't screw around like the Chiefs. If they can obliterate you, they keep doing it. So that's the whole thing for me. Can Cleveland get any pressure on Goff?
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. For me, one thing is that I believe that they can because Myles Garrett is still absolutely sensational. And so, I mean, that could be a big factor. I got Lions probably like 20 to 13, though, something like that. I think it'll be low scoring, though. I don't think it'll be anything crazy.
Yeah, what they have is this is very interesting. So over under, what you do is you take off the amount of the difference. You go 44 and a half minus 9.5 is 35, right? And so 35, you split that. One team's supposed to be around 17 and a half, so 17 or 18. The other team's supposed to be around 27. So they considered about a 27-17 victory by Detroit. Give or take. Now I could see it being close. If there's a large spread game where I'm like, well, you never know. I think that'd be it. This one's super interesting because Carolina's up and down. Carolina at New England.
Ooh, that is interesting, and I also don't know how to feel about New England because they looked like a monstrosity the first week, but then they kind of looked, they're like, oh, okay, maybe Drake May is decent. I don't know who to go. And I mean, I guess I'll go New England because I think Vrabel is a really good coach, and I think he could have potential to get these guys together. And I like Drake May a little bit, but and yes, the Panthers just whooped the Falcons 30-0, but they're the Panthers, and it'd be the most Panther thing ever to go out and drop 3 points next week. So I'm taking Patriots at home.
Because it's at home, and I don't think Vrabel's any great coach, but he's a great floor raiser, in my opinion. In my opinion, he's not a
He's like
ceiling raiser, but he's a floor raiser. And
a
so,
step down from Dan Campbell.
yeah, I think he's a significant step down. But on the other hand, he is a culture guy a little bit, and would raise, minimum standard on the floor quite a bit. So I would go New England as well there. Los Angeles at New York Giants. This is the Chargers. I think I'll go first on this. What can you say, man? I mean, the only thing that New York has going for them is I believe this is a Jackson Dart start, and so you haven't scouted him. But even with that, the Chargers are just on a roll, and I'm just going to make this short, that they're favored by six. There's a lot of big spreads this week, honestly. So anything the Chiefs can do early this year until we develop, the Chargers can do better. I'm just going to stick it with that and say Chargers easy. What do you got?
I say Chargers easy, and if Jackson Dart goes in and beats the Chargers, who actually look competitive this year for once, then I'll have a lot of big takes on Jackson Dart next week. Like I'll be
Hey,
able to say a lot. Because if you can go in and beat
B.
him with that team, but I mean I don't see it happening, but
Yeah, and the other thing about we'll just say that is it Philip Rivers the sequel or not? It seems like this year maybe not with Herbert, because this is what I said this in one of my sports rants. We don't re I said about this, but I about Derrick Henry that the Chiefs fans historically don't respect him. Now, when he's with Lamar, that's different. But we don't respect them. And I say the same thing about Herbert, for Chiefs fans. And everybody goes, oh, he's a wonderful quarterback. Finally, this year, it looks like he might be. But most Chiefs fans are like, why? He's what, 55% winning percentage? Why? You keep saying he's this great. So he can win again and go 4-0, and he has looked so much more confident this year.
And I
I'm
will
talking Herbert and the
say,
Chargers. Go ahead.
like his win percentage, it's not completely on. It's like, yes, you should be able to pull yourself out if you are the franchise guy. You should be able to pull out some more than what he does. But he really has had some terrible coaches, and most of the time it's his supporting cast failing him. But I mean, sensational quarterbacks, they win regardless, so I mean, we know he's not a Mahomes or a Brady or a Manning, but He's pretty dang good, and I'd say he's elite this year, if he continues to play how he is.
Yeah, and to your point then, if he
Got
were
him a
to
good
win, to
coach.
me, it's expected that the Chargers win. And how
Yes.
does he look excellent for a fourth week? I can't imagine he won't look good. And so the hype will continue that Herbert is
Yeah.
passed, blah, blah, blah. So
Especially
now we
against the
got a
Jordan.
really interesting one still in the noon slot, Philadelphia, Tampa. Man, that is super interesting because Philadelphia came back, something like scoring 26 points in the second half
Yeah, they
after.
almost lost.
Yeah, they
Sorry.
almost lost, but what's interesting to me is like of all the teams you shouldn't be able to come back easily on, you'd think it would be that Los Angeles a team, the Rams, and yet they did.
Yeah, no, I
And
really like the Rams this year, actually.
yeah, and you thought, okay, they got young defenders, and Philadelphia was nonetheless able to come back. I don't remember how much of that was some turnovers. I didn't think a lot of it was. I know that I think I heard that at least one of the tush pushes was another. It's the illusion of
Yes.
the guards getting off just before the ball, which
Yep.
helps incredibly. So, Philadelphia continues to look very good. They didn't for the first half, but if you can come back down, from down 26, seems like you're pretty good to me. But Tampa's been looking great,
Yeah.
so. I don't know. I'll let you pick that one first. It is at Tampa.
So for me, I really like Tampa Bay this year too. And I think Baker has developed since, oh man, I
A
think he has like
lot.
the best development story in the active league right now. I mean, besides, unless Sam Darnold somehow goes to like an NFC championship or something. But right now, like, Baker is probably my favorite NFC quarterback. I just root for the guy anyway because I just love the everybody gave up on him story, and now I like him. But no, I think, I really want to go Tampa here, but because the Eagles showed that they are resilient and that they deserve to be respected as still the defending Super Bowl champions, which I didn't after week two. After week two, I was like, they look extremely beatable. If the Chiefs weren't playing like absolute garbage and sloppy and had Matt Nagy annihilating us from the inside, anybody else would have beat them. Jalen Hurts threw for 100 yards. That's my mom could do that.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. This them playing like that last week really, really boosted my respect for them. So I'm gonna go Philly, but I think it's gonna be a really close one again.
So Hurts is 1-4 against the Buccaneers. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Yeah, the Buccaneers beat them in the playoffs, I think, just 2 years ago.
Yeah. And so you said you go Eagles.
I'm rooting for Tampa all the way, though.
And
It's going to be
Philadelphia
close.
is favored at Tampa.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think if I need, and this is where we'll get better in next, in the ongoing episodes. We will have scouted because again, this is episode zero. Like, what is strengths versus weaknesses?
Right.
And man, I want to go Buccaneers too, but I'm gonna go ahead and because we're talking straight up, I'm gonna go Eagles until proven differently, and I'm in the exact same boat as you. Like Cleveland didn't let him be him, and then where was he briefly in between? Anyway,
Oh, Carolina and then LA.
they didn't. Yeah, they didn't. One of them didn't let him be him, and so now that they're letting
Carolina.
him be him, I really like Baker.
Yeah, he's played great. Like,
Yeah,
seriously,
and
he's played like
he's
a
gotten
franchise
I
quarterback.
think three was it three this year or two, like go ahead scores like in the last 2 minutes or something this year.
He
So
looks, man, he looks how we thought he was going to be coming out of college, but then you stuck him in Cleveland, so yeah.
yeah, so that just shows me his moxie is up and it's working. Now he doesn't have Evans. And so that might be a part of it because Evans is out
Realize that.
for
Dang.
Hammy.
I was
Yeah.
gonna say, like, if Tampa wins, it's gonna be because the Eagles, lost so much defense and Baker has all these weapons. But I mean, that's a big factor. So yeah,
He
that
they
kind of
got that
strengthens my
young
take a little
both of
more.
his first and last name starts with E, the receiver, right? Isn't that
Yeah,
Tampa's guy?
yeah. Oh, he's been balling. I
Yeah.
couldn't tell you what his name is off the top of my
So
head, but
he'd be
he looks
huge
really
off of
nice.
fantasy, right?
Yeah, no, he's looking
Emeka
fine.
Egbuka.
He reminds me of like how Puka came in and like shocked the world his rookie year. Puka
Yeah,
Nacua.
so I think fantasy, he's got to be humongous with Evans out.
For sure.
Yeah. So we agree on Philly at Tampa, even though
We
we
could
would
easily
rather
be
have the
wrong,
other
though.
half. Yeah, even though we'd rather
I
have the
hope
other,
I'm
that's
wrong.
another only 3.5 point spread. And
Yeah.
again, favorites on the road, that also gets a good team's rile up, right? Like, are you kidding
Yep.
me? You're not,
Yep.
we're 3-0 and you think we're gonna lose at
Dude, I hope
home?
Tampa wins. That's going to be awesome if they do. And I'm telling you, if they didn't do that last week, I would pick Tampa right now easily because they looked weak against Kansas City. It's just that Kansas City looks even weaker.
Yeah. So then we got Tennessee at Houston. Oh my gosh, the just mail it in bowl or something.
Sure.
Houston just really surprises me.
Me
But
too.
here, I'm not even going to give you the spread, and then I'm going to give you the spread, and I'm going to ask you if your opinions change. So I'm going to let you go
Okay.
first on Tennessee, Houston.
Tennessee and Houston. All right. So I just don't think Tennessee has enough like firm foundation around Cam Ward yet for it to matter at all. So I am gonna go Houston getting there. What is it? Isn't Houston 0-3? Pretty sure they're gonna be picking
This
up their
is the
first
battle of
win
the
too.
unbeatens, which just
Wow.
seems so crazy given
I mean,
Houston. Yeah.
yeah, no, I'm not surprised that Tennessee hasn't won, but I mean, but I do respect Cam Ward. I think he's I
I do
genuinely do
too.
believe.
I
Yeah,
think
no.
he's
His
got
work ethic's
timing and an arm
fantastic.
and some moxie. That's why
Yeah.
both of these quarterbacks are befuddling me, even though, and I'm just saying that even though he's a rookie and he's only his fourth start, it's just that he seemed like in control.
Yeah.
So that's what surprises me.
I almost guarantee it's the system around Cam Ward that is the problem. I'm sure 2, 3 years from now, he's going to be pretty nice. I mean, especially his work ethic, his discipline. And I love listening to him in post game conferences or whatever they're called.
Yeah, press conferences, yeah.
Because, yeah, I really respect him as a person too, and as a leader, especially for a rookie. He just shows really great leadership traits. But so anyway, I'm taking Houston to pick up their first win though, because I don't think he has anybody around him good enough to beat Houston. And I still believe in Houston's coach, and I believe in CJ Stroud as a player. It's just,
Isn't
he.
he taking a lot of sacks this year?
And last year he took, I think he took the most sacks last year out of anybody. If not the most, it was like bottom three. So I kind of have some grace for him there, but it's just, man, I can't believe that they're not winning games. Seriously.
Yeah, it is really weird. I just think it's just not a great situation. I think CJ Stroud is at least a middle quarterback just based on that first year. So to me, it's everything
Right.
else around him.
Yeah.
So yeah, you are right. Houston is favored by 7.5 here.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, honestly.
So had I not seen that, I gotta act like I unseen it, unseen it, unsaw it. So I think I would have taken Houston just at home, but I'm not 100%. That's what I'll go with, Houston at home.
Yeah.
And then the next one is the first 3 o'clock slots, and it's Indianapolis at Los Angeles. Whoa, now that's a humdinger,
Oh,
bro.
I want to watch that one. I can't believe that because last year, if you told me Indianapolis versus LA, I wouldn't
Yeah.
even care if it was competitive. I just didn't care about either of those teams at all. Couldn't care less.
I'll go first on this one. I'm
Yeah.
trying not to look at the spread. Man, I like Indy this year, man, but I'm gonna go. They've got something to shoot for here. I'll go Los Angeles Rams at home for sure.
Yep. Yep. I guess I'll go ahead and go then. Yeah, I'm taking the Rams too, just because Matthew Stafford's a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. And I think if it's close and it comes down to the wire, Matt Stafford has been in that situation 1,000 times and been successful in that situation 1,000 times. He's won a Super Bowl. I think there's just going to be a little bit of experience having success that'll be the difference between the two. And I can't see the Colts starting 4-0.
Yeah,
So,
that's a weird thing. It's just like at some point you got some cognitive dissonance on the results, right?
yeah.
Now, what's interesting is you've got strength on strength, because actually Indiana Jones, I'm like, man, that's good. I hadn't thought of that. Indiana Jones, he has not has been sacked the least. And
Oh.
yet what the Rams are good at, they're good at sacking. So that's going to be a strength on strength. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it
And
will.
And the other thing is, I forget how the Rams run defense is, but Ian Jonathan Taylor's having a hell of a year.
Yeah, he's bouncing back because he looked like he disappeared off the face of the planet after that sensational year he had a few years back. But yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing too is that can we just start to appreciate? I know plenty of people have, but I haven't yet. Matthew Stafford was injured the entire preseason. Like,
Really?
and he starts his first game when he starts the first game in the regular season. And yet, boom, there he is. So, man, Stafford, can we just go? Can we start to say he's not just Hall of Fame,
Dude,
he's first ballot Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
no, I think he's one of the most complete quarterbacks ever. You know, he has like just enough, he has just enough of everything. You know, like I'd take him anywhere. You know, if you want to have a foundational franchise and you could take him, at
Yeah.
his like rookie age, I'd take him
Yeah,
anywhere.
absolutely. The back thing is a question mark. We told you, audience, that this is our episode zero, and we're just thinking of see if it'll be able to put up. But it turns out we've got 5 minutes left in our
Yep,
meeting, so we need to
I
rush
saw
through
that.
this.
Yeah, and one more thing I'll say real quick about Matthew Stafford is that I genuinely, if his first 10 years had been in New England at the same time that Brady was in New England and Brady wasn't there, you reverse the roles,
Oh
I could
yeah,
see Matthew Stafford with like 4 or 5 Super Bowls. I'm serious. Like
he's so good. He's so good,
sensation.
and
Yeah,
he still
yeah.
has an incredible arm, bro.
He still does, yeah. And he's been doing it since I was like eight.
Yeah, he's up there in my opinion. As far as if he got one more, which he's not going to, I don't think. Then there's no doubt. But to me, just his entirety, now that he's won a Super Bowl, kind of gets you to right where Kurt Warner was right before he went to a second Super Bowl but didn't win one.
Yeah.
And then once he went, you said, okay, he's in. He won one early, and then he got to another one late. He's in. And to me,
Yep.
that's kind of where he is right now. Okay,
Right.
very quickly, we've got to just run down these
Yeah, let's
Jacksonville
get
at San
through.
Francisco in about 20 seconds apiece. Jacksonville
Okay.
at San Francisco. I'll take San Francisco, even though it's still the backup quarterback, no doubt.
No, Purdy's back.
Purdy is back. Okay, then
Back this week.
I'll really take
Yep.
San Francisco. All
Yeah,
right,
I'm taking
next.
San Fran. I know Jaguars have been playing good, and Trevor's been playing a little bit better this year. But I really like Liam Cohen too. I really like him as a coach. He's
Yeah.
won that locker room over. You can tell they love him. But I'm taking San Fran because it's at home and they're just a better team.
We're going to get to the other ones very quickly so we can end up on hours and maybe we have more time. Can you see how many minutes are left in the meeting?
I cannot.
Okay. Well, then in that case, let's go Chicago, Las Vegas very quickly. Man, that's an interesting one. I'm going to root against Las Vegas, but that's super interesting. Whether I would go with Vegas otherwise, or I were not a fan of the division rival, man,
Yep.
I'm gonna say, yeah, I can see Geno having a good at home. He had a good week last week. I'll go with Las Vegas here.
Yep. And I'm gonna take Chicago with a big statement game, showing that it wasn't just fluke last week. Caleb threw 4 touchdowns. He looked how he's supposed to look, and they're gonna win by 14.
Okay, so one more before we get to our team, and that's the Monday night matchup, which is Green Bay at Dallas.
Yes, I
Interesting.
can't wait. I can't wait for that game. I'll go ahead and go first because, no, I've got Packers bouncing back. I've got them
That's not
beating
the Monday game. I
Dallas.
apologize. That's the
Sunday night.
Sunday night game. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I've got Micah having 2 sacks probably, and there will be the statement moment. You'll see the camera pan over to Jerry Jones looking sad.
Yeah,
I've got, I've got, yeah, I've got Packers winning by 10.
I
Jordan Love's
agree.
not
I
getting a
agree.
sack either.
Let's get to then the two Monday nights, which is this is big for Miami. Miami at
I
home
think we have
against the
1 minute.
Jets.
I think we have 1 minute.
Okay, well that's okay. We'll finish up with let's just say it. I guess I'll take Miami at home. Cincinnati at Denver, I'll take Denver. Say those two real quick.
Yeah, I've got Denver and I have Miami. Yeah. I
So
like
then
that.
Baltimore at Kansas City. I'm going to expand to only 15 or 20 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
If Lamar Jackson decides he holds on to the ball, that helps us. I'll take Kansas City at home because I have to. But I do also believe that they're getting in gear and can win.
I've got Kansas City at home because I think Lamar doesn't. I think Lamar is scared of playing the Chiefs every single year, and he doesn't know what to do when we get proper blitzes on him. If we lose, it'll be because we blitz too much and we get punished for
And we
it.
didn't contain.
And
Baltimore
because we
is
don't score points. And we're gonna win by like 3 points, by the way. Obviously,
Baltimore
we're gonna have
favored at
24.
home, so one more reason for them to be ready to go. Okay, well, all in all, that worked pretty well since it was really just us checking equipment, but we thought, well, since it's timely, then we might as well get something in before week four, so why not? And we'll figure out what we call that and if we structure it a little bit more. So, again, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.